Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we are featuring interviews with Highland Elementary students, PE teacher Clay Eaton, and wrestling legend Dan Gable at Gable's Assembly presentation December 18th. So I hear you're a wrestler. What's your name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline?
What do you like about wrestling?
Pinning people.
What did you say?
Pinning people.
How did you get into wrestling?
Signed up.
Where do you wrestle?
Highland.
All right, what did you like about his speech?
I liked the part about when he talked about mostly about what he did in wrestling.
What's your name?
Brock.
And what do you like about wrestling?
I like the part that you get to meet a bunch of people and wrestle them.
Being a physical education teacher, how did it feel to have Dan Gable, you know, here to talk to the elementary kids?
It's great. It's just a good motivator for kids to do their best and try hard. And obviously he promotes being active, and I'm a big fan of wrestling, and he promotes that as well. So that's an added bonus.
I wonder if it was with you or how he managed, you know, to schedule this talking, you know, with all the schools, I wonder.
It's actually with the parent group. The ESO did all the work basically to make it happen, and we have a great parent group, and they do a lot of cool things for us like this, and they give the kids a chance to have some opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have.
And besides, you know, being physically active and such, what do you think is one of the more important values that you try to teach your kids?
Well, I think you reinforced it today, just the idea of surrounding yourself with positive people and with just always trying your best all the time, no matter whether it's in school, in a sport, or just whatever you're doing, doing your best.
Do you hope to maybe be in, like, wrestling like Dan is?
Yeah.
What do you think is important when it comes to being a good wrestler?
Pinning them.
Pinning them, yeah.
And having fun.
Yeah. All right, what's your name, miss?
Olivia.
What did you like about the speech?
It was motivating and stuff.
Are you in any sports?
I'm in softball.
What do you think is most important when it comes to playing softball, you think?
Cheering your teammates on.
Why did you choose to come to the Highland School District today to talk with the kids?
Well, I work with certain people, and it's close to Iowa City, and it's that time of the year where I really didn't want to travel too far, but yet it was an easy trip, you know, 20, 30 minutes. But the people I work with kind of and on a daily basis, Mike Doty and Jen Anseth, kind of live in this area. So it wasn't really me that lined it up, but it was a simple lineup. So I just do what I'm told within reason. And that's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. I mean, it's a little challenge. The first group, I think I was better with the second group just because, not that they're older, it's just that I learned as I go along. I just did a Casey's tour, and I'm getting better on the Casey's tour each time that I do it. And so I think experience puts you in a learning situation, so I'm learning today.
Yeah, I think you kind of went with the flow of the second group, and yeah. it went in some interesting, right, fun ways. What is the message that you are trying to get across the most to these kids?
I think what was expressed to me, what they wanted from me, was that we got a group of people in a school, and we want them to actually respect each other and to get along and not to abuse things to the point where you pick on people. And because of that, you know, I'm trying to emphasize mentors. I'm trying to emphasize what your parents can do, your coaches can do, communication. Just trying to, there's some skills out there that if people have, they're less likely to get carried off in some direction that's not so good. So, you know, I think that for me, it's simpler to get caught today, and it's probably simpler to stray a little bit. And so it's more of a challenge, but that doesn't mean you let things go by.
How do you think talking to kids, how do you think this compares for you to, you know, your book signings and talking with adults?
Well, usually you go somewhere and you do a book signing and you got one main speech. This is a little different. You got four little short speeches and you don't have a big book signing, and it's a different usually group, because, you know, when you're dealing with kids that really are so impressionable, you can really be an impressionable person on them. And I could tell a lot of times that what I said was like really going in and not coming out, actually, and they were staying in there. So I've enjoyed it so far. It's just that right now I'm only going to do, in the morning, I'm doing 4 different speeches. They're getting older, but this makes me admire a teacher a little more, just what they do every day.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with wrestling legend Dan Gable, Highland Elementary students, and PE teacher Clay Eaton at the assembly Gable held at Highland Elementary December 18th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.